All right, folks, welcome back to the Daily Drip. We're hammering through a bunch of different charities here during the month of October. Thank you, everybody, for paying attention. Thank you to our volunteers who are currently doing some spectacular events. Yep. My name is Philip Kerrigan. I'm the program manager of the Washington State Combined Fund Drive, and this is...
Jerrica Ferguson, and I handle marketing and development for the Washington State Combined Fund Drive.
That's right, and we're going to talk to you about a very cool charity that is actually in the Spokane area.
Whoop,
whoop. We love it. We just did a Spokane charity on Monday. I love the volunteers out in Spokane.
I do too. Just a huge shout out to pretty much everyone in Spokane.
Yes.
I'm going to shout out to my alma mater, Eastern Washington University, of course.
So. I'm going to mention a couple of people right here.
Yeah, you do it.
I'm going to call out Brandy Pinder.
Of course.
One of our favorites, Spokane Wine Night.
Great. If you are in the Spokane area, you should go to Spokane Wine Night, by the way.
I'm going to shout out to a lady who I know will never listen to this podcast. Her name is Bev Polk.
Oh, yeah.
She's a delightful lady, but she's a bit older.
Yep.
And so she probably does not listen to podcasts.
Unless maybe she listens to her NPR app.
But shout out to you, Bev Polk.
Yep. Hey, congrats to them for doing just such an excellent job this past year. And we look forward to seeing you, hopefully,
And also Vicky Frucci.
Oh, yeah.
Department of Transportation.
Yes.
You've been here since I've known you, 7 years ago. We're going to talk about an organization called Elevations,
yes,
a Children's Therapy Resource Foundation. Now, this charity in particular deals in the realm of healthcare for kids. So
yes.
Why don't you talk a little bit about what they do?
So I'm going to read you their mission statement. They actually provided that for us. And so I think it's so important to just understand where they're coming from. They are elevating children with special needs to reach their full potential by providing access to resources and support they need to improve their family's overall quality of life.
That's right.
What's really interesting about this charity and what Philip was kind of touching on is they realize that there's a rising insurance premiums.
Oh, you think?
Yeah. And same with rising deductibles.
Huh.
So one of their big things that they are real, you know, that they see, we all are seeing it,
mm-hmm,
and they're trying to go, okay, we got to get ahead of the game.
Yeah.
So what can we do to help? And they realize that, you know, parents are forcing really to decide between paying for effective evidence-based therapies for these children that are, mm-hmm, really in need of these therapies.
That's right.
And resources to pay for their household
bills.
Huge tragedy. Yeah. It's just, it's frustrating because you shouldn't have to choose between your child who clearly needs assistance,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and going, yeah, should I keep the water on?
Yes, right.
I mean, what are you supposed to do? You're picking between your kid and the lights? I mean,
in the face of insurmountable odds,
yeah,
you chose to raise a child with special needs,
mm-hmm,
right? The kid was born to you, and you, because you love that child no matter, mm-hmm, what, have decided that you're going to raise that child.
Mm-hmm.
You should not be punished.
No.
Because you decided to try and raise a child with special needs.
Yeah. And just that weight of realizing your child's future isn't affordable can be such a huge burden. And, you know, that's a stress on parents and those guardians that are taking care of those children. That they're already stressing of the health of the person, the kid that they're taking care of. So one of the things that Elevations of a Child's Therapy Resource Foundation is that they actually provide funding for therapy services and special home equipment for children with special needs. It's actually is included but not limited to co-pays, deductibles, underinsured limits, and uninsured services. They really try and take away those financial pressures that really reduce stress. I mean, I can't even fathom having to make that choice between those two bills of having a child.
That's right. So let's talk a little bit about stats related to healthcare. So this is insane. Maybe this is why we had a dialogue back in the day. $3.2 trillion.
You can't even fathom trillions. So I think that's why people go like, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. I mean, it's not affecting me because it's like a trillion.
Yes.
Like
It's a trillion dollars.
How many football stadiums is a trillion of cash?
Yeah.
Because that's what the point I feel like we got to get to.
Yes, that's
right. Imagine what that is.
$3.2 trillion is spent on healthcare in America. That's what was spent just in 2015.
Oh, my gosh.
That is literally 17% of our country's gross domestic product.
So where is it going?
Yes, that's exactly right. Now, of course, many of us know that we had an entire dialogue around this particular conversation, healthcare, health costs, access to healthcare, all those sort of things. We had a very, very tough dialogue in this country when Barack Obama was president. It appears that despite some of the best efforts, we still have not solved this particular problem. 28% of health spending comes from the government. 28% of healthcare spending comes from households, and 19% comes from private businesses.
Okay.
So it's not for lack of each sector trying. And I think that I would say that if we begin to get away from the idea that it's somebody's fault that healthcare is this expensive, and we just begin to try and tackle the notion of rising cost, we might actually be able to solve this problem.
Well, we need to stop thinking that there's one solution.
That's right.
When in most things, but particularly in healthcare, we need to stop going like, I think when you think of that it's $3.2 trillion spent, you're like, I'm so overwhelmed with just trying to imagine what that is that you forget that there's still a problem.
Yes.
So I wish that we could just be like, all right, so we're going to stop.
Yes.
Look at where we're at.
Right.
And we're going to go, okay, what solutions does everyone have?
That's right.
And then we're going to tangibly kind of move a little bit of those down.
That's right.
And then some people are like, no, I really want to try this idea. All right, you do it.
Yep.
And then these people are going to do this idea. And you know what? Because eventually we're going to get to a point where we will understand that maybe this idea didn't work, but we're doing something.
Yeah, yeah. And what I think these numbers prove is that everyone has skin in the game.
Yes.
Right? So for those who argue that that like there's some sort of crazy government overtaking of healthcare, 28% of the money that pays for healthcare comes from households. Mm-hmm. And for those who say the private business doesn't take care of its people, 19% of the healthcare costs are incurred by private businesses. And for those who say that the government isn't doing enough, 28% of the healthcare costs that are paid for in America are paid for by the government.
Yeah.
Everybody has skin in the game.
Yeah.
So the thing about it is, if we can all kind of come to some solutions, maybe we can figure out the problem. The main thing we're talking about here, though, is kids with special needs.
Correct.
Right. One of those things that's special needs that's classified as special needs is autism. And doing the research, the cost of caring for a child with autism can cost up to $2.3 million over the span of that kid's life.
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
Because the thing is parents that have autistic children, actually, it's not like they're 18, you kick them out of the house.
That's right, you can't.
We're talking about this is, you are with your
you're
child.
You're attached to your child for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
And when you see these parents who actually are dealing with kids who are autistic, they don't look at it like that much of a burden.
Mm-hmm.
They really try as hard as they can. They sacrifice a ton of their lives to basically try and make this kid's life that much easier to live.
Mm-hmm. And that's what Elevations is doing. I mean, they're trying to take that burden that a parent may feel away so that child can have a better experience in their life.
So why don't you talk about the donation impact that they sent us?
Okay, real easy. $25.
$25
is going to provide a copay for a child's therapy service.
Boom.
Literally $25. You can just help a kid right there for a copay.
Right. Hey, you can help.
I mean, it's just like your copay if you were to go.
That's right.
And now you can just give back and do the same. Copays can really range from $25 to as much as $75. So if you want to up that or think about, a 3-month donation of $25 each, that's awesome. Or break it down as well. Again, this group.
Yes.
Is just relieving stress.
That's right. Think about what you spent on Amazon Prime this month.
Yeah.
You spent more than $25.
Let's go back. How much you spent on Prime Day?
Right. So you can do $25. Bucks.
You can. And the thing is if you're like, I don't know, that seems like a lot. Let's look at your coffee budget.
That's right. That's right. You know, I spent $25 in coffee in a week.
Yeah, I mean it's tough.
Yeah. So, so it's very cool. These are the type of pricing points that we really love to illustrate.
Yeah. And thank you to everyone out in Spokane. Elevations, you're doing a fantastic job.
Yes,
we really
you are.
Do appreciate you giving us your giving impact statement.
That's right.
And
Yeah. So if you want to, if you really like what you hear in terms of the Elevations, and you're listening through iTunes, of course, go to the website and look up Elevations and start giving to them. If you're listening to this through the website, just go ahead and click Start Giving This Charity. It's below the podcast. Feel free to do that. And of course,
as always, please rate and review us.
I know, I'm getting tired of asking.
I feel like we're just every day.
I'm begging you.
We're begging you. I'm pleading you.
I just want you to like us.
Please, I just...
I'm so insecure.
He's a cat. If you didn't get that reference.
Flashback humor to the previous podcast.
Keep listening and you'll pick it up.
That's right. We will see you tomorrow.